Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, here we are. Joe Beamer Show, Chris Kroc filling in my third time, and always a pleasure filling in for Joe. This is News Radio 930 WBEN, of course. Comey indicted. But you know what I want to do? I just want to play sound bites of Jim Comey and some of the things he's said and done. Of course, he's being indicted for two different things. So he was indicted for two different things. One count of making false statements, one count of obstruction of justice. And of course, the question arises, is this revenge or is this justice? I know it's obviously revenge. I'm not going to lie or try to cover that up or anything like that. It's obviously revenge, but it's also justice. Because, first of all, a jury of his peers, 14 out of 23, said, there's something there. So, yes, proceed with your criminal prosecution. All right. And number two, the guy totally lied to Congress, which is a crime. And he absolutely leaked classified and sensitive FBI information to try to destroy the president. So, dude, you got to face your actions. That's all. So there you go. But I want to play some of the audio of Jim Comey over the years, including, I remember sitting at an airport and listening for the first time, watching for the first time his creepy Taylor Swift post. I could not believe how much of he came across as like a pedo creepy dude next door. I'm a Swiftie and I this, that's, what the heck is, this guy's bizarre. Hey, did you know also that there was a very unique seashell formation that was found? Some people were walking down on the beach yesterday afternoon into this morning or whatever, and they put a post up. They found a unique shell formation. Let's see here. This was tweeted out by another talk show host. Just went for a walk in the neighborhood and look what I happened to stumble across. Wild. It's a shell formation that says Comey indicted. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Oh, you gotta love it. Okay. Let's pop off some Jim Comey audio just to recall all the different things. This is probably my favorite one.
So a lot of people have suggested that there are a range of factors that would make it difficult to put the system has not been tested in this way. Do you agree with that, that it would be difficult or nearly impossible for the law enforcement institutions to put him in actual jail?
No, they would just put him in a double wide somewhere out near the fence, out in the grass, and he would eat.
This is so over the top. What the heck does the FBI director know about what a prison would do if they had a former president in jail? It's so funny. He's lusting. He's openly lusting over the idea of President Trump at the time being put in jail.
Jail?
No, they would just put him in a double wide somewhere out near the fence, out in the grass. And he would eat there, he'd shower there, he'd exercise there, he'd be away, as Danya Perry said, from general population, but it's obviously doable.
So, I mean, it's the funniest thing in the world, isn't it? Now, as we're sitting here today, now Comey has been indicted. This is the funny. Well, and so I don't know, would they put him in a double wide if he's convicted? Some interesting things to think about, huh? Here's when Comey got caught. This is where he, one of the things he got caught, and he's been charged, not charged, you know, he's being charged with doing, but indicted for allegedly doing.
Mr. McCabe, who works for you, has publicly and repeatedly stated that he leaked information to the Wall Street Journal and that you were directly aware of it and that you directly authorized it.
I'm going to pause for a second. McCabe is Andrew McCabe, his deputy assistant deputy director of the FBI under Comey at the time.
I can only speak to my testimony. I stand by what the testimony you summarized that I gave in May of 2017.
So your testimony is you've never authorized anyone to leak.
I'm not going to characterize Andy's testimony, but mine is the same today.
Andrew McCabe literally testified that, yes, he told me to leak the information. And there he is, staying steadfast in his congressional testimony. This was a Senate, Judiciary Committee. And he stands by his testimony of, no, I never leaked anything. Even though Andrew McCabe literally said, as his deputy assistant, said, yes, I leaked it. He told me to leak it. I mean, dude, it's been obvious. It's been totally obvious. And yes, the statute of limitations are up next week. Yes, Trump wanted this. Yes, he pushed Attorney General Pam Bondi to act on it. Nonetheless, if he's guilty, he's guilty. If he's innocent, he's innocent. I believe he's as guilty as all get out, obviously. Let's play a little bit more here. This is Senator Susan Collins.
Did you show copies of your memos to anyone outside of the Department of Justice?
Yes.
And to whom did you show copies?
I asked, President tweeted on Friday after I got fired that I better hope there's not tapes. I woke up in the middle of the night on Monday night, because it didn't dawn on me originally, that there might be corroboration for our conversation. There might be a tape. And my judgment was I needed to get that out into the public square. And so I asked a friend of mine to share the content of the memo with a reporter. Didn't do it myself for a variety of reasons, but I asked him to because I thought that might prompt the appointment of a special counsel. And so I asked a close friend of mine to do it.
I mean, this is ridiculous. The former FBI director, after being fired, literally gets classified or sensitive information, his conversations with the president of the United States, trying to set him up, and then says to his professor buddy at Columbia University, hey, would you write a New York Times column and leak this information for me? I mean, this dude is a creep, and he's also vindictive. He's not vindictive. He's trying to take people down that he doesn't like and using the FBI office to do it. So I absolutely have no problem with this. I think it's fun and interesting to watch, and we'll see how this plays out. I'm going to play a little bit more audio. This is great here. This is another classic Comey soundbite to play for you.
Convict him, bar him from future service, have the prosecutors, the local prosecutors in New York, pursue him for the fraudster that he was before he ever became president, lock him up for the garden variety frauds he did there, but don't give him that center stage, that dominant role in our national life, just down the street where Joe Biden is trying to heal this nation.
Yeah, he's going to heal the nation. The auto pen president. I love that. Those picked up the hall of the wall of fame, whatever. He's got the picture of Trump, the first term, the second term, and in the middle is Joe Biden's auto pen. That was the funniest thing in the world to see that, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay, now here's Jim Comey in another creepy, weird post saying, oh, I'm indicted. Here we go.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. But we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either. Somebody that I love dearly recently said that fear is the tool of a tyrant, and she's right. But I'm not afraid, and I hope you're not either. I hope instead you are...
Who is he speaking to? Hillary Clinton can't stand him. Gosh, what's her name? This is great, too. The Hens on The View, Joy Behar. actually agrees with Trump on this. Listen to this.
We're dealing with sort of a kangaroo court system at this point. I don't have the faith, as a former federal prosecutor, it gives me no pleasure to say this, but I do not have faith in the office of the Eastern District under someone who has no prosecutorial experience.
I agree with Trump on this one.
I don't like what he did to Hillary.
Yeah, so therefore he should be prosecuted.
Something that I agree with Trump on. So right. This is one thing.
But you don't like him.
But Joy, some would say he was doing his job, James Comey.
Anyways, it could not have happened to a better person. And I think this is going to be fun. Get your popcorn. This is over two different things, 2020, with testimony to Senator Ted Cruz, which I played some for you there. And then also this is over 2017 testimony with Chuck Grassley, Senate Judiciary Committee as well. Have you ever been an anonymous source in news reports about matters relating to the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation? Never. Nobody believes that. Grassley, have you ever authorized someone else at the FBI to be an anonymous source in news reports about the Trump investigation or the Clinton investigation? No. Grassley, has any classified information relating to President Trump or his associates been declassified and shared with the media? Not to my knowledge. All right, so there you go. That's the Comey. Oh, and you know what else was interesting? Listening this morning to Fox News, getting up, making my breakfast, getting ready for the show today for filling in for Joe Beamer, and was also very interesting is listening to Nicole Parker, who's a Fox News contributor and former FBI agent, and she left the Bureau because of the hyper-politicization of the FBI, and she literally said that most of the FBI was disgusted with what Comey did. They're angered. I'm sure a lot of people that agree politically with Comey as far as being a Democrat. We're also repulsed because you don't have to be political about it at all, but nobody wants to see the FBI weaponized because that could be against us, or our stuff that we agree with. But she said that the people that were Comey's in his circle, or the people that were like were sick fans for him, had T-shirts and mugs that said Comey's homies. Which is funny, and also embarrassing at the same time. But so this is the kind of stuff that was going on there. So I think it's great. I'm getting my popcorn, and I will watch and enjoy. One thing that I really wanted to talk about, and if Comey wasn't indicted, this would have been the first thing I wanted to talk about, is just the vile hatred and attacks on ICE, and especially in conjunction with the terrorist attack on the Dallas ICE facility, which is 20 minutes, 15 minutes from my house where I'm sitting right now in Dallas-Fort Worth, where I live. I wanted to play for you first in where the ICE operations are based out of is it's called the Broadview facility. It's in Chicago, which is my birthplace, my hometown. And I want to just play the horrible, a horrific treatment of our ICE agents this morning. They just shot canisters of tear gas at these crazed people just in the past hour. And but this morning, you have a mob of people surrounding an ICE agent or agents in an ICE unmarked vehicle that were either leaving the Broadview facility or going into it. And I want to play that audio for you because this is sickening. It really is. The vile hatred. And by the way, they're all around the car. The car's going 1 mile an hour, 2 miles an hour because they've surrounded it. So the car almost can't move. So that whoever's driving is going very slow, the ICE agent very slow. And they're massively banging and hitting. You've got like 30 or 40 or 50 people surrounding a car, slamming their hands on the car and screaming horrible things. You'll hear a few little pauses in the sound because they're saying F this, F that at the ICE officers.
Arrest ICE! Shoot ICE!
Shoot ICE!
Shoot the f***ers! Shoot the f***ers!
Get a real job! Say this to me!
what in God's name is wrong with these people? How could they, do they have jobs? I mean, how could they take want to take off a day of work or whatever and show up here and scream at these people who are taking pedophiles, you know, drug dealers, child rapists, etc., and taking them off the streets and to say these horrible things to them? I think it's really sick. I think it's really, really sick. And I wanted you to hear that hatred and that disgust for people that do a fantastic job. I feel really, 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 really sorry for or bad for our ICE agents. I come from a multi-generational law enforcement family all out of Chicago. And these ICE officers and our police officers, they are, when you attack them, you attack us. They are our domestic military. Pretty much everybody honors our military, doesn't want to say anything negative about our military, but they are domestic military and should be treated as such. And it is just disgusting and angering. When they scream at them, they scream at us. When they say these obscenities at them, they say them at us. When they shoot to kill ICE agents or law enforcement folks, they're doing it to us. I want to get into this. I want to get into the depth of the depravity of this guy that attacked ICE and the latest that we know on that. I've got a lot of stuff I want to get into on this, including some more things that happened yesterday, today, with hatred and threats against you and me if we would support Charlie Kirk, etc. That's coming up next. This is Chris Kroc. If you want to follow me on social media, it's at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K, at Chris Kroc Show. It's Chris Kroc, and for Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's new car energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Excellent song, excellent video from back in the day when we were growing up. Chris Kroc in for Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, I haven't given out the number if you want to chime in or talk about what we're discussing. Like right now, here is ICE. I should give you the number. 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930, or star 930. So 716-803-0930, star 930. This just came out in the past hour. Some tear gassing of the people. Yeah. at Chicago's Broadview facility, where ICE bases their operations out of, at least it seems as of late, or at least the protesters, anti-ICE protesters do. So we have that going on. We also have, I was just talking to producer Tanner, and this is so awesome. The Ryder Cup, Trump's there, as you know, with Kai, his granddaughter. And they're not messing around. I just retweeted this as well, because you can see a massive sniper gun on top of a tripod with a sniper sitting there with a nice cap over, protecting him from the elements, the sun and stuff. And he's literally right behind the people sitting there watching the Ryder Cup. So snipers are now embedded in the crowds, which I just love. Pop them and drop them, right? Instead of smoke them if you got them, pop them and drop them. This just came out from Fox News Digital. The heroic video from the Sally Port and the inside of the ICE facility that was attacked in a terror attack by a radical leftist who anti-ICE attempted, murderer. And so you're seeing the illegals who are cuffed running into the Sally Port, and into the jail, the ICE facility. You're seeing ICE officers heroically helping them in and then going out with their firearms into the Sally Port outside around the van to return fire against the terrorist suspect. So it's just, and then I played you audio in the last segment of the facility, the Broadview facility, where all these people are surrounding an ICE vehicle and pounding on it and screaming at them and saying horrible things. This angers me. It angers me greatly. How dare you? And shame on you. And I'm my hope, and my prayer is that these officers see through this garbage and know that that they're valued and don't let this get to them and to continue doing their jobs. Now, some revelations that came out yesterday afternoon into the evening. Remember how CNN released or did a whole story on an app that you can get to track ICE? One of those apps was used by the terrorist to help find, track, and follow ICE agents so that he could murder them. That's what came out yesterday. Let me play a couple things for you here from yesterday afternoon with what came out here.
Anyone who creates or distributes these apps that is designed to spot, track, and locate ICE officers are well aware of the dangers that they are exposing to law enforcement. It's no different than giving a hitman the location of their intended target.
In fact, that is exactly what one of the ICE officers in Dallas said. This is Marcos Charles.
The shooter used the ICE tracking apps. Anyone who creates or distributes these apps that is designed to spot, track, and locate ICE officers are well aware of the dangers that they are exposing to law enforcement. It's a casting call to invite bad actors to attack law enforcement officers. It's no different than giving a hitman the location of their intended target, and this is exactly what we saw happen in Dallas yesterday. The media has been amplifying these apps, even as we warned them it would only lead to more attacks on law enforcement. We truly wish we didn't have to say, "I told you so," but here we are.
He's specifically talking about CNN. When CNN reported the app, Ice Block, they said there was 20,000 people that were followers or on the app using it. There are now 100,000 people following it and using it. You have Mayor Karen Bass letting people know, hey, report it, put it on the app, let us know so that we can terrorize them, attack them, or worse yet, kill them.
We have a rapid response network where everybody is alerted. If you see masked men getting out of unmarked cars, let everybody in the area know.
I wonder if she would be okay with us reporting masked men looting. We saw another massive looting action in California. Can we report those masked men and women when they're looting, or only ICE agents who are actually law enforcement? So this went down. We have this app. They're following them. We find out a lot more about the terrorist. Number one, he had a handwritten note that was just released yesterday afternoon. Hopefully this will give ICE agents real terror to think there's a, is there a sniper with armor-piercing rounds on that roof? The accused terrorist, by the way, he grew up about 15 minutes north of where I'm sitting in a nice, leafy suburb. The terrorist had that tried to kill our ICE agents, but instead killed the illegals, had searched for ICE tracking apps, downloaded a document titled Dallas County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, which contained a list of DHS facilities. FBI Director Patel says there's a he had a high degree of planning. He repeatedly searched for footage of the assassin of conservative activist Charlie Kirk in the days before. Now, here's something else. The rifle that he bought, that he used to try to kill ICE agents, but instead killed an illegal, that rifle is the exact model that Charlie Kirk's murderer used. The ammo is the exact ammo that Charlie Kirk's murderer used. He searched for and watched the Charlie Kirk video right before he did this assassination. All of this left-wing, Democrat, radical leftist terrorism is inspiring more people to murder. And I really think, based on what I've read and I'm sharing with you now, that if Charlie Kirk wasn't murdered by the terrorist a few weeks ago, that this ICE attack may not have happened. May not have inspired this guy to kill illegals and then himself. ICE leadership says that the deceased Dallas terrorist was tracking agents. He used apps designed to show their locations. Quote, anyone who creates or distributes these apps are designed to spot, track, and locate, are aware of the dangers that they are exposing to law enforcement. It's no different than a hitman. Listen to this. It's no different than a hitman, the location of their intended target, telling them that this is exactly what we saw happen in Dallas. So, and by the way, here's something else that's very, very, very important. This is the fourth attack to try to murder ICE agents in the state of Texas or to harass them or terrorize them. The first one, and this is only in like the past 3 or 4 months. So this is in one state. The first one happened on the 4th of July weekend, when it's now 17 Trantifa people have been arrested. 17. This is from journalist Andy Ngo. I also know, because I've been here and been following this closely, as everybody else has for the most part, but there's an Antifa cell, 17 charged so far. What they did was they drove to just outside of Dallas-Fort Worth. It's still in the Metroplex, as we call it, but drove to an ICE facility, a big holding facility, you know, like a jail, if you will, and they spray-painted ICE pig and other stuff on the ICE agents' cars parked in the parking lot. And then they shot off fireworks to draw out the ICE agents. Once they came out, they knew what was going on. They did not take the bait. They called 911. A police officer from that town, Alvarado, showed up. The moment he got out of his squad car, he was shot in the neck like Charlie Kirk. 20-some-odd rounds were fired. The gun jammed. They fled. And as I mentioned, since July 4th weekend, they've rounded up and charged 17 Trantifa terrorists, including a Mexican national and illegal. The FBI has recovered so far 14 firearms, ammunition, body armor, Antifa propaganda. Second of all, a few days later, at the facility where this terrorist attack just happened 2 days ago in Dallas, a man showed up with a 36-year-old man showed up, and he had what was described as a detonator strapped to his wrist, prompting a shelter-in-place order at the ICE facility. The officer immediately contacted 911. Bomb squad came out. He was charged with making terroristic threats. So then you have, oh, and I forgot to mention one other one. On July 7th, at the border of Texas and Mexico, obviously, a man with a AR-15 type rifle or AK-47 fired dozens of rounds at federal agents as they were leaving a Border Patrol facility. He injured a police officer. He responded, returned fire, and killed the terrorist. In his vehicle, they found other weaponry, ammunition, and backpacks inside of his car. This is absolutely, and I'll tell you this, the most important thing, if you remember one thing today from my 2 hours filling in for Joe Beamer, it's Chris Crock in for Joe. is that the Democrats cannot win in the arena of ideas. They cannot win in the arena of ideas. I have a brand new Reuters Ipsos poll, and almost every category, Republicans are trouncing. Crime by 20%, by 20 points. Immigration by 18 points. Foreign conflicts by 12 points. Economy by 10 points. Corruption by 6 points. Gun control by 4 points. Political extremism by 4 points. When you cannot, when the Democrats in this case can't win in the arena of ideas, they resort to encouraging their shock troops. St. George Floyd, blessed be his name, with the riots. Those are the Democrat shock troops. In this case, their shock troops are people who are harassing, terrorizing, and even killing or attempting to kill ICE agents. And they continue with the rhetoric, and they're not going to stop with the rhetoric. They after somebody's killed or a terror attack happens, oh, we need to start doing this and this and that. But they're not changing, and they will not change, because they cannot win in the arena of ideas. And so when they can't win, they choose to attack and vilify law enforcement officers. And if they don't like it, they should try to change the laws. These law enforcement officers are doing their jobs. Now, how bad has it gotten? The leftist or left-leaning liberal Atlantic magazine wrote a piece yesterday. Listen to this. They say, we found that left-wing terrorism has increased since President Trump's rise to political prominence in 2016. Indeed, 2025 marks the first time in more than 30 years the left-wing attacks outnumber those from the far right. This year, they continue on. The year 2016 was a turning point for left-wing terrorism. Trump's political ascent and the expansion of the MAGA movement seem to have re-energized left-wing violent extremism. 37 terrorist-type events and attacks from 2016 to 2024. So 37 incidents in 8 years. By July 4th of this year, far-left extremists, they say, The Atlantic says, had already been responsible for 5 terror attacks and plots, putting 2025 on pace to be the left's most violent year in more than 30 years, in more than 3 decades, they report. This is the leftist Atlantic magazine. So literally in less than 6.5 months, 5 leftist terror attacks in less than 6 months. I'm sorry, in less than 6.5 months. So this is what we have, and the media continues to pretend or say, oh, well, the killer, maybe he was joking. That literally was what they were saying the other day. Here we go.
You can't just assume by that what was written on that shell casing that that's necessarily his motivation. He could have been doing that to thinking it was funny, trying to put law enforcement on the wrong track.
Yes, the killer who then killed himself was a comedian. That was it. Or you have the other angle of, no, this is ICE's fault. If my computer will work.
We have seen just the rhetoric escalate. We've also seen the very dramatic videos of ICE nabbing individuals and tossing them into unmarked vehicles. A lot of these ICE agents have been masked, and so it has been very divisive. And there's been a lot of fear in the different communities where we've been reporting.
So there you go. It's ICE's fault. They're scaring people, etc. And then you have the terrorist who, of course, killed himself after he attacked the Dallas facility. His mother is a leftist. His sister is a leftist. Mother was vehemently attacking Governor Greg Abbott in the state of Texas and 2 senators, Cornyn and Cruz, and saying that they were, well, here she says, how does it make you feel? This is after Uvalde. She posted, how does it make you feel that your action to open up gun laws is responsible for the killing of more than 21 people? Well, I could flip it on her and say, how does it make you feel that you raised a leftist terrorist who appears to have comported with or agreed with your views, too? She says, do you secretly sit in front of a TV and smile, a demented smile? You must be proud of all the money that sits in your bank accounts from the gun lobby support. Was it worth it, Governor Abbott? How about you, senators? When you prioritize money over people, this is what you get. Well, let's look at who she follows, too. The mother of a leftist terrorist. Robert Reich, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, who was in the Clinton and Obama administrations. Rachel Maddow show, she's a big fan. George Takei, the leftist Star Trek actor. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And U.S. Democrat socialists. The terrorist who killed himself after he attacked ICE in Dallas, last voted in the Democrat primaries in March 2022. One more thing. She posted this as well. If we only have love, we can melt all the guns and give the new world to our daughters and sons. Well, ma'am, your son went and bought the same type of gun, the same model that the terrorist who murdered Charlie Kirk used, and the same ammo. So, there you go. Very interesting stuff. Very interesting stuff. And then we have the Democrats and all the things they've been saying. All the nasty, nasty stuff they've been saying against our ICE agents, calling them the Gestapo. Let me play this for you.
This is not Germany. That's the SS and the Gestapo. This is the United States of America. Unmask yourselves.
As somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period.
But by the way, that is such a... the woman is a joke. And, of course, this is in her district where the terror attack just happened at the ICE facility. But slave patrols, my gosh, this woman's a nutbag, isn't she? She's a funny nutbag.
But if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
Secret police who are masked, who are intimidating, who are scaring people. These Gestapo-like tactics.
It does look like a Gestapo operation. It does look like the Gestapo.
Okay. So look at all these leftists who have done terror attacks and violence against folks. Luigi Mangione, he inscribed on the shell casings. Nashua, New Hampshire, a week or two ago, you had a pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas terrorist show up and shoot and kill people at a wedding yelling Free Palestine. Thomas Crooks, who tried to murder President Trump. Ruth, the other guy who tried to murder President Trump. ABC Studios, just the other day, shot up because of Jimmy Kimmel in Sacramento. Charlie Kirk murdered. You got the governor of Pennsylvania, Shapiro, a pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas terrorist, tried to kill him and burn down the governor's mansion, yelling Free Palestine. Fox News truck by two Trump haters in Utah. They strapped a bomb, but it didn't go off. Fox. We have a Minneapolis church. You had a transgender terrorist murdering children and people at the Minneapolis church. Tesla's burning down. Yes, there's a huge problem. By the way, today ICE arrests 35 illegals in Buffalo operation. So I'm glad they're doing that, and thank you guys very much. And then we had one more terroristic threat, a guy arrested in Texas as well for threatening to use his Ford F-250 diesel truck to plow through the crowd that was going to be a Charlie Kirk vigil in the University of Texas at San Antonio. So that is the fruits of what has been going on. And the Democrats have a serious problem with what they're doing. All right, I want to get into, we have a whole bunch more stuff. I want to get into Cackling Kamala. We're going to have fun with her and another interview she just did that is really over-the-top ridiculous and funny. What will happen if the government shuts down mass firings? I'll tell you about that, too. Oh, so much more. It's Chris Crockett for Joe Beamer. This is News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This is News Radio 930 WBEN. Chris Kroc in for Joe Beamer. He gets a nice three-day weekend, and I get to be with you. In just a moment, we're going to have a lot of fun with Kamala. You're going to hear something just came out today from some guy, some podcast guy, and it's unbelievable how she sounds, and it's just bizarro. And then we also have a little piece of her audiobook as she's reading. And I slowed it down a little bit. Let's see what it sounds like as if she's been throwing back a few drinks. It's remarkable. I wanted to add a couple quick things, though, on the assassination of Charlie Kirk and ICE and all this other stuff. A couple little points. J.D. Vance said yesterday, or last night, I should say, on Laura Ingraham, that Jimmy Kimmel owes an apology to Erica Kirk for lying about Charlie Kirk's killer. And for encouraging violence. He said, well, I told him to stop encouraging violence. But that's exactly right. He does. Kimmel owes Erica Kirk an apology. And he owes folks that are conservatives or Republicans, or actually just MAGA, in Jimmy Kimmel's own words, he owes us, I'll say me at least, an apology. But particularly Mrs. Kirk, because he literally said that it's Charlie Kirk's fault, because he's MAGA, for him getting killed. It's Charlie Kirk's fault. It's anybody who's a MAGA person. It's their fault that Charlie was murdered. And for that, he does owe her an apology, and he does owe folks that are quote-unquote MAGA an apology, because he blamed, I'll say us as in me, he blamed us for the murder of Charlie Kirk. And that is just reprehensible. It is. And he won't apologize. I'm not going to pretend like I'm all shocked and angry or whatever, but J.D. Vance was very much correct. All he had to do was say, I'm sorry, Mrs. Kirk, for saying it was MAGA. I was wrong. That's all he had to do. There's a piece of audio I had that I played the other day in my podcast, which you can see on my social media feed at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K, of Jimmy Kimmel saying, We have a big research team, and everything has to be checked. And anything I say has been vetted and researched. So that tells me, obviously, that he lied and just said it was MAGA. It's just, and I know we don't need to relitigate this because it's been a week or two, but it still stands true that all he had to do was say, I was wrong, and I'm sorry. He didn't, and he won't. So, and the whole thing about freedom of speech, I was reading today, Sinclair Broadcasting is one of two outfits, as you know, as you've heard, they, along with Nexstar, still refusing to play Jimmy Kimmel's show. And Nexstar is in the process of attempting to acquire Tegna. They own a lot of stations, including the biggest station here in Dallas-Fort Worth that I'm at. So if Jimmy Kimmel, think of this. If Jimmy, he already has lost millions of viewers just by the fact that he's not on in Washington, D.C., St. Louis, Portland and Seattle, and several other, New Orleans, and we're talking millions of different places, and I don't think they're going to put him back on because people, he's low rated, he's the lowest of the three and such, but if he loses a top five, well, he already lost, D.C. is a top 10 market. He loses Dallas for the fourth largest market in the country. He's screwed. But and I do agree, by the way, that Brendan Carr, the chairman of the FCC, screwed this up because I think Jimmy would have been fired if he didn't step in and say, I very much agree with that, if he didn't step in and say, we can do this the easy way or the hard way. He messed up, and he was wrong. One more thing on the illegals. This just came in overnight. Biden-era illegal alien truck driver from India. This is a new one. Cripples a five-year-old girl in California. And this is a this guy got a license through the state of California. So we're looking at multiple people that are being killed. A five-year-old now has lost a tremendous amount of things that she won't be able to do for the rest of her life. I don't even know if she can feed herself, but based on what I was seeing, all because of illegals driving that are given licenses from places like California. And I'm sure we've not seen anything from New York yet, but, I mean, come on. This from the Daily Mail. This is great. Ammo company unveils new... Did I say Daily Mail? I meant Babylon Bee. Big difference. Ammo company unveils new giant shell casing with more room for left-wing terrorists to write out all their motives in detail. You can now write an essay with a massive, massive shell casing. That's their breaking news today. Now, Kamala, we have to hear this. You have to hear this. I could not believe this. And this is Kamala on something that just hit the social media today, this morning. I woke up and I saw this and I could not believe this. This is her doing an interview with some guy. And this is like a Saturday Night Live or, you know, it's a comedy skit. But this is her being serious. Listen to this. We're just going to play a little bit. Just sit here and go, wow.
You know, one of my favorite things to see, and it would always happen spontaneously.
By the way, listen to this and tell me if you think she sounds inebriated.
At our rallies, and thousands of people would come. And there, it would happen, is invariably somebody would want me to take a picture or to hug their child. And someone in the back would hand that baby over through the crowd.
Up to you?
People who would
bless the baby,
but pass the baby.
See?
And then pass the baby back.
Pass the baby back.
And I don't know, there was some...
She marvels at basic little things. Yes, if you pass the baby, you have to pass the baby back. Unless you want a baby nap.
Something about that when it would happen. I mean, I could get very emotional about it right now. But,
yeah.
But you know... I believe that we should always feel that, you know, the children of the community are the children of the community.
She's still doing it. She's still doing it. Oh, hey, we were just talking about Sinclair. Look at this. Just flashed across my push notification from Fox News. Sinclair ends. Oh, wait. They're bringing him back. Sinclair is bringing Jimmy Kimmel back. After sidelining him amid the Charlie Kirk controversy, Sinclair announced, this just broke, that it will end its preemption of Jimmy Kimmel Live. The show will return on Friday. Our objective throughout the process has been to ensure that programming remains accurate and engaged for the widest possible audience. We take seriously our responsibility, blah, 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 blah. Over the last week, we've received thoughtful feedback from viewers, advertisers. By the way, did you hear there were tons of death threats and bomb threats on the affiliates for Kimmel that were not playing him? Over the last week, Sinclair says, moments ago, we have received feedback, thoughtful feedback from viewers, advertisers, community leaders, blah, blah, blah. We've also witnessed troubling acts of violence, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they're bringing him back. Okay, they're also talking about the shooting at an ABC affiliate in Sacramento that I mentioned in the last hour. So they say this is why thoughtful dialogue and voices remain so important. In our ongoing constructive discussions with ABC, Sinclair proposed measures to strengthen accountability, viewer feedback, and community dialogue. And there will be a network-wide independent ombudsman. So there you go. There's going to be some new independent guy. Independent, quote-unquote, right? Yeah. Just like the quote-unquote fact-checkers that were forced to lie and silence us with Biden with COVID. Even though we were telling the truth and they were having comedy about it. You can't do that. You cannot do that unless you're Jimmy Kimmel. So they continue on. Sinclair says, while ABC and Disney have not yet adopted the measures that they want, collaborative efforts between ABC affiliates and the ABC network and ombudsman, etc. And Sinclair respects their right to make those decisions under our network affiliate agreements. We believe such measures could strengthen trust and accountability. And they say our decision to preempt was independent of any government stuff, free speech, yada, yada. So that's basically it. Sinclair Broadcasting just announced moments ago they are going to bring back Jimmy Kimmel Live. And let me tell you something. The turd, what's his name, with Lisp? Can't believe he produced a child. What's his name from CNN? They call him Humpty Dumpty. Brian Stelter. He said this is going to make Jimmy Kimmel stronger than before and, you know, like an icon, and he's going to be untouchable now. What I was thinking last night before this was just announced by Sinclair a moment ago was I think give it a week or two when it fades away and it's no longer in the news, because it's not going to be in the news at some point. You know how the cycles work with news. And Jimmy Kimmel will go back to being what he was before this, which is the third lowest rated show, the lowest rated show of the big three night shows. They're losing money. We know that, what's his name, who's been canceled already, Colbert, lost $40 to $50 million a year. And Shari Redstone, the widow of the late Sumner Redstone, who owns the network, said, I love Stephen Colbert, but we're losing money. We made the decision before we announced to cancel his show months beforehand, she said. So it's a financial decision. I do think strongly that the FCC chairman really, really messed up, because I think this has made it about something that it wasn't before, which was, dude, you lied about the political assassination of an icon for many people on the right. You lied and you blamed his side. And that's horrible. But I think he's going to go back, give it 2-3 weeks, whatever it is. Eventually, he's going to go back to being what he has been, which is the third lowest, you know, the lowest rated show of nighttime show. I don't care if the guy stays on forever. Obviously, he alienates half of his audience. Obviously, he probably have more people that aren't interested. He did get 6 million people on the night of his comeback. But the thing is, that's not going to last. What will make it last is if he's actually funny and such. I have a list. I think I have it here, my stack of stuff. Oh, yeah, I have it right here. This is great. You're going to love this. I have a list, left-leaning guest list of late-night shows. This is great. This is from January 2023 to July 2025. So you're looking at a year and a half. In a year and a half, Jimmy Kimmel had on 58 liberals or Democrats and 2 conservatives or Republicans, 58 to 2. Stephen Colbert had 176 liberals or Democrats and 1 a conservative or Republican. This is so funny. And I don't care, but this is why most of us don't, at least in my camp, don't watch it. I will say that Jimmy Kimmel can be funny, obviously, but the overriding messages and stuff are not funny. All right, going back to Kamala. If you want to chime in, by the way, on your thoughts of Sinclair Broadcasting announcing moments ago that they will be reinstating Jimmy Kimmel Live, by all means, chime in on that or anything I've talked about this past hour and a half. Call in at 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930, or *930 on your cell. Kamala, just a teeny bit more from this interview that she just came out today. She sounds totally ripped, totally drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
Of all of us that...
Our next leaders, our next thinkers, our next...
And that we all participate in caring about that child.
Yeah.
And in caring for that child.
Yeah.
And there was just something about that.
And seeing the baby travel from the parent.
And the parent trusted the stranger that was next to them, who trusted the next person, and all of them as though it was their own child.
Yeah.
There was something so magical in many ways.
Dude, it's like a breakfast or something. I don't know. She's sitting with some guy outside. And I swear to you, she's got to have had several mimosas or had some vodka in that iced tea right next door. It's crazy.
About that and about...
Anyways, enough of her. Here she is. This is a lot of fun. Take her book that she just released, saying it's not my fault, otherwise known as 107 Days, implying that she couldn't have won anyways. And here is when you slow down when her reading of the book. This is Kamala. Slow down a little bit. Or a lot, maybe, as she has her book on tape. This is great stuff.
I'd flown in late the night before from a campaign event of 1,000 people at a packed hall in Provincetown, Massachusetts.
I'll go a little further into her reading here. Here we go.
And I'd had to fend off supporters' anxious questions. I threw on sweatpants and an old Howard University sweatshirt.
Okay, now, let's go back to her talking to this guy this morning in a podcast that was released.
Affirming yeah. about you can create an environment where people feel safe and feel a sense of communal responsibility and community.
Yeah.
You know, many of us had the blessing of growing up where, you know.
Yeah, blah, blah. Anyways, not too far off. She admitted in an ABC News interview that it was reckless to not change Biden's for not challenging Biden's decision. But the thing that struck me on this is she said, "I grieved in a way that I have not since my mother died," eliciting deep gasps from the audience because they're like, "What?" All I could say over and over again is, "My God, my God, my God." And then, of course, she had the Mayor Pete. "Oh, I'm not a homophobe, but I couldn't put a gay guy on the ticket with me." That was wild. Meanwhile, President Trump chose Scott Bessent as his Treasury Secretary, making him the highest-ranking openly gay person in our nation's history. But not because he was gay, but because he's the most qualified. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, this tweet I'm reading that I had to print so well-written, Kamala chose not to pick Buttigieg because he's gay. The Dems DEI mirage in full force. So Trump picks somebody because he's the best qualified, happens to be gay. And Kamala chooses not to pick Mayor Pete because he's gay. Very, very interesting, huh? Okay, what's going to happen if, coming up in the next, what, 5-6 days, if the Democrats decide not to do a budget, a continuing resolution, just to keep the budget where it's at. By the way, the budget that that could cause a government shutdown next week, these are literally the same. It's the same budget that Joe Biden passed and had under his government. It's a continuing resolution. The big negotiating will be in November, apparently, for the annual budget. So I'm going to just tell you why the Democrats want a shutdown and why it's going to be absolutely incredibly awesome if they do a shutdown. And it will be on them. It's going to be a lot of fun because it's going to be massive winning if they do that. I got that. I have Benjamin Netanyahu gave a speech this morning at the UN and just a little bit on that. And do you remember Major Nidal Hassan, the radical Islamist terrorist who shot up Fort Hood and murdered many of our soldiers, our heroes? Well, he might be getting a dirt nap soon. We'll talk about that. And then I want to hit on this veterinarian, who faces charges. This is the wildest, craziest thing that I watched all these stories. I'm like, what in God's, how did this happen? This little dog taken off of an Indian reservation. And then this bizarre story that happened afterwards. That and a lot of laughs in our last half hour. Coming up next, it's Chris Crockin for Joe Beamer News Radio 930 WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.